This is Bob Berdella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Department of Public Instruction school report card is a mixed bag for Oshkosh. The district overall met expectations and did better than both Appleton and Fond du Lac schools. But a trio of Oshkosh schools, Merrill, Roosevelt, and Webster Stanley, are, quote, meeting few expectations. The school report cards are based on test scores, graduation rates, and academic growth. The Oshkosh Common Council has approved the city's 2024 budget. Property tax bills will be mailed out soon. The council also decided not to revisit a request for parking on both sides of Wisconsin Street. Neighbors in that area had requested the additional parking, but the city traffic board wants to see bike lanes there instead. Construction of the downtown Boys and Girls Club means that the club will be closed all next week. Construction of the Quest and teen areas is getting underway. Meanwhile, the Boys and Girls Club has named Michelle Rector as the director of the new Hyde Family Community Center. Page 2, volunteers are needed for next week's annual turkey trot. The run walk begins at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day at the Senior Center. You can still register to volunteer at the turkey trot website. Oshkosh is definitely getting into the holiday spirit. The ever-popular Nutcracker in the Castle returns to the Payne Arts Center this weekend. Brody Enley is back again with his Christmas light display. Brody is only 14, has raised over $12,000, tons of food, and dozens of books over the past 4 years with that display located on West Breeze. Wendy's is closed, its only location in Oshkosh. The next closest Wendy's is in Appleton. A missing 71-year-old Oshkosh woman has been found. Family reported her missing late yesterday afternoon. And the city's loose-leaf collection ends tomorrow. It means that leaves can still be brought to the city's brush collection center. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd starts their home schedule tonight at the arena against the Iowa Wolves. Tickets are still available. The Herd dropped 2 games to start the year in Cleveland. And the Wisconsin gun deer season gets underway this weekend. Best of luck to all you hunters. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.